ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Harios is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Rabinowitz. Le'ilei Nishmas, Yisachar Aryeh ben Rafael Elchanan.
We are now Bezes Hashem up to the Gemara in Daf Hey. Before we start the Gemara in Daf Hey, I'd like to go back for a few minutes to the Gemara before on Daf Daled. In the Mishnah, we find the following halacha. The Mishnah says, Hayu Beisim La'akaras Ko'agof. For example, if they said, Ein Nida Batera, Ein Shabbos Batera, Ein Avedizar Batera, Hari Elo Peturin. The Gemara goes on to explain a number of Makiris. For this halacha that faced them, Paskin Lakar is called Gof Hari Elo Peturin. In Tesis, we find that Tesis asks the following Kasha, what is Pshat? In this, that one needs a Makar for the halacha that faced them, where Hari Lakar is called Gof that they are Potter. Lachirat is Pashat, that they are Potter based on the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, "In basin chayavin at sheyiru bedaver she'ena tzedekim meidim by, avo bedaver shatzedekim meidim by peturin. My time is zil kri be'ravu, and therefore, in a case that basin paskin la'akar is called golf, they're being meyre bedaver shatzedekim meidim by, and therefore to parsha that they are potter since it is zil kri be'ravu." Tesis answers his kasha that halacha of our Mishnah. That based on Paskin Lakar is called Gof, that based on our potter, is necessary, for example, in a case of Bita Me'anu Sasai, Oyem Chameh Veim Chameisai. And in such a case one has an Akiras called Gof, even though those halachas are halachas that Eina Tzedekim Meidim by, since those halachas were endowed from a Gzeira Shava. Tesis goes on to say, Umas Nisan Dinaka Nida Veshavas Avedizora Loimi Shumdenu Dafka Koi, in the Rambam, in Perkidal Milchashkogas Halchabes, we find that the Rambam says as follows. If based on Paskind, Shemotor Shachre Savay Dezora, a motor Lahaiti Beshabes, a motor Lavay Al Shemerasim, Hari Eluk Mishamru, Ein Shabes Batera, Ayen Avay Dezora Batera, Ayen Nida Batera Shakro Quagof, Ve Ein Zuvakayetse Bazar Shigas Hira El Shechacha. From the Rambam, one sees that the Rambam puts together the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shmuel, that if based on our Meir Bedover Shatzdekim Meidim by, that based on our Potter, together with the halacha of our Mishnah, that if based on our Eker Koagof, that based on our Potter, as the Rambam explains, since both halachas are based on this, that the Yirah is not considered a Shigigas Yirah, but rather it is considered a Shechecha. In other words, the Rambam understands that the makar for the halacha of Yehuda and Shmuel, that based on our meyer bedavar shatzdekim meidim by, that based in our peturin, is itself dependent on the drashas that are mentioned in our Gemara to explain this, that based on our eker kolgof, that based in our potter. And the drashas are mechadish, that one needs a shigigas hayra in order to be chayiv, and if one does not have a shigigas hayra, then there is no chiv par helam davar shal tzibor. And for that reason, by nakiris kolgof, based on our Pturin, since by Nakiras Kolgof, all one has is a Shechcha, not a Shigigas Hayah. And for that reason, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel goes on to say that so too, if based on Paskin Medover Shatzdekim Meidim by, that there is no Chiyah Par Alam Dover Shal Tzibor, since then one does not have a Shigigas Hayah, but rather all one has is a Shechcha. So again, we have a Machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam. The Rambam understands that the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel is dependent upon the halacha of our Mishnah that are based in our Eker Kogof, that are based in our Potter, since both halachas are dependent upon the same Yisrael, that in order to be chayiv a parham davar shal tzibur, one needs a shigigas hayah. On the other hand, Tesis understands that the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel and the halacha of our Mishnah are two separate halachas. The halacha of our Mishnah is based on the drashas that are mentioned in the Gemara. On the other hand, the halacha of Yehuda Amar Shmuel is not based on the halacha of our Mishnah, and not based on the drashas that are mentioned in the Gemara, but rather, it is halacha misfara since the zil kri be'ravu. In the Chayvetz Hashem, we find that the Archaim goes on to say the following chiddush. The Vachira, according to the Shita of the Rambam, if one has an akiras kogof, which is not a zil kri be'rav, then Beis Din will be chayiv. Since the entire halacha of Akiras Kolgof, according to the Shita of the Rambam, is because by Akiras Kolgof, it is not considered Shigas Hira, but rather it is considered a Shechacha. This is considered a Shechacha, not a Shigas Hira, only because it is Zil Kri Be'Rav. And therefore, if one will have an akiras kogof, which is not zil kri beirav, then beis will be chayiv, even if beis were oikir koagof. That is how the Archaim is mitzaded, according to the shita of the Rambam. Now, as far as the actual halacha of Rav Yehuda ben Shmuel, Rav Yehuda ben Shmuel says, then beis and chayav and atcheru b'davar shein atzlikim meidim bay. Avol b'davar shein atzlikim meidim bay paturin, based on this, that is zil kri beirav. We find the Rashi explains the Petur as follows, that since it is Zil Kri Beirav, for that reason, it is Efshu Lilmei Veleda. And since it is Efshu Lilmei Veleda, I have a Shegig Ma'al Yevakarav Lameza to have a. And since it is Karav Lameza, for that reason, there is no Chiyav Par Helm Dover Shal Tzibor. In order to be Chayav a Par Helm Dover Shal Tzibor, one needs Hayru based in Shegigin. If one does not have a hiru base in Shagin, but rather one has a hiru which is karav amazed, by such a hiru there is no chiyav par helm davar shel tzibur. That is how Rashi explains the p'tur of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. In the Rambam, as you mentioned before, and so too we find in the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis, the Rambam explains pshat in the p'tur of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that there is a p'tur is not because it is karav amazed, but rather it is because it is not considered a hirah. And since it is not considered a hirah, for that reason there is no chiyuv par halim davar shel tzibur. From this we find in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that the Gemara in Sanhedrin on the following Gemara Rebbe says, that as far as the halacha that based in are not machzir and ulcheva, that this halacha that based in are not machzir and ulcheva is only if the toas was b'davar she'ena tzedekim meidim bay. Avota b'davar she'tzedekim meidim bay zil kri beyavhu, and therefore the halacha is machzir and ulcheva. V'chir one sees like the sheet of the Rambam, that b'davar she'tzedekim meidim bay which is zil kri beyavhu, it is not considered a ra. And since it is not considered a ra, for that reason machzir and ulcheva, since there was no hira l'schos, the entire hira is considered command alesa. Bukhira from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, one clearly sees like the shita of the Rambam, that the problem, if there was a toast with davar she'tzedekim meidim bay, is because such a hira is not considered a hira. From this, Rashi does not explain pshat and halacha of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel like the shita of the Rambam, but rather Rashi explains pshat and halacha of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel by saying that the reason why there is no chiyav par helm davar shel tzibur, if the toast was a toast with davar she'tzedekim meidim bay, because then it is a shegig karav lemezid. V'chir from Rashi one sees that in order to be chayav a par helm davar shel tzibur, one does not need that the hira should be considered a hira. But rather, even if the hira is not considered a hira, the fact that the tzibur ra'is alpi beis in itself is enough to be chayav a par helm davar shel tzibur. And for that reason, Rashi explains that the only reason why, if the toast was a toast with davar she'tzedekim meidim bay, that there is no chiyav par helm davar shel tzibur, is only because then one does not have a hira b'shegeg. In the Gemara we find that the Gemara brings down the following shayla of Rav Yosef. Boy, Rav Yosef ein charisha b'shabes ma'u. Mi aminon kivin the kamaydu b'kuul milsa. Kibitul miktas v'kiyah miktas tami. Idoma kivin the ka'akunwe b'charisha koliker ka'kiras gof tami. In the Tosfos of the Rosh, we find that the Rosh asks the following kasha: "Vam teimer teipa koy da havad varim shet tzadik uveisas meidim bay dechse b'charei shav katzer tishvais." The Rosh answers the kasha by saying, "Vishvay mer deleisa Rav Yosef had shmul da amar den chayav and atcheru b'davar shein atzdeikem meidim bay." The Tosfos of the Rosh goes on to bring down a different teretz from the Ramah. That the Ramah answers the kasha by saying, "Medulekziv mecharei shav katzer tishvais." Efshe the Mefarshim Tzedekim B'Chorash V'Katzer Tishbeis B'Meisachama U'V'Meisachshamim. And B'Chorash V'Katzer does not mean that one should be Shavis from Charisha, but rather it means during the time of Charisha and during the time of Ksira one should be Shavis. And therefore Charisha is a Davar She'eina Tzedekim Meidim Bay. So again we find the Machlokes between the two Terutzim of the Tosfos HaRosh. If Rav Yosef holds like Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel or not. In Rashi, as Marshal explains, and so too we find in Tesis, Rashi and Tesis both say that according to Rav Yosef, the entire Chiyav Par Helm Davar Shel Tzibur is only if the toast was B'davar She'eina Tzedekim Meidim Bay. For if the Torah was with Dover Shatzlik and Maiden by, then there is no Chiyah Param Dover Shatzibor. In the Rambam in Parakidal Milchash Kogas Halacha Beis, we find that the Rambam says as follows, Ulam in Beis and Chayavin, Ad Shiyeru Lavato Mixas or Kaya Mixas Bedvarim She'ena Mephurash Matera, Avum Tova Hirova Umra Maiti Mershos or Shos Husha Chayav. In the Kesef Mishnah and the Lacha Mishnah, we find that the Kesef Mishnah and the Lacha Mishnah ask the following to me on the Rambam. What is Pshat in this at the Rambam? Paskins, that if Beis Mero Iker Av Mi Aves Malachas Vahiru She'ina Malacha Re Eilu Chayavin, Lachirat is a Bayad Lo'ifshita, and therefore the Rambam should Paskin Rakua, that based in our Pater Misafik. So to answer this kasha of the Achrinim Achir, one has to say as follows, that the Shaila of Rav Yisef was only a Shaila as far as Charisha. If based and went and said, Ein Charisha B'Shabbos, as far as Ein Charisha B'Shabbos, Rav Yisef as a Shaila, is that considered in Akiras Miktas, or is that considered in Akiras Kol Hadavar? But as far as any other Av Mi Aves Malachis, if Beis Din went and said that it ain't Av Mi Aves Malachis, then it is Pashit that such an Akira is considered an Akira of Miktas Hadavar. Only as far as Charisha, that the Torah singles out Charisha by saying Becharish V'Katzer Tishvais, does Rav Yisef have a Shaila if such an Akira is considered an Akira's Kol Hadavar, or only considered an Akira's Miktas Hadavar? That is a Chira, how one can explain Pshat, the Shitas HaRambam, but now one has to understand what is Pshat in this other Rambam left out, the Shaila of Rav Yisef, as far as based on Paskening Ein Charisha B'Shavis. Why did the Rambam bring down the Shaila of Rabbi Yechanan, that if based on were to say Ein Charisha B'Shavis, that there is no chia parom dover misafik, since the baya of Rav Yisef was not ifshita? So to answer this kash, we find that the Achrinim say as follows, that the Rambam understands that Rav Yisef is chilek on Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, and Rav Yisef understands that even if based on were taya bedover shetz they can make them by, but still there is a chia parom dover shal tzibor, and for that reason Rav Yisef has a shayla that if based on says ein charisha b'shabes mahu, which is like the first pshat that we mentioned before, b'shem the Tesis Harosh. And for that reason, since the Rambam paskins like Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that a patient will tell you b'davar shatz they can bide and bide, that there is no chia parahom davar shatz tzibor, for that reason the Rambam leaves out the suffix of Rav Yisef as far as Charisha is concerned. And so to the Achrinim go on to explain this, the Rambam leaves out the shayla of Rav Zera. The Rav Zera has the following shayla, boy Rav Zera ein Shabbos b'shvias mahu. And the Shaila of Reb Zera is not Ifshita. This, that the Rambam leaves out the Shaila of Reb Zera, is because Ein Shabbos B'Shvias is a halacha that it's Tzedekim Meiden by. The Tzedekim are Meida that Yeh Shabbos B'Shvias, as in its Sevim Reime Sada proves something more in Avay Dezar and Avchaf Allah from a base. And this Reb Zera has a Shaila is only because Reb Zera is Chilak on Reb Yehuda Amar Shmuel. And therefore the Rambam will paskins like Reb Yehuda Amar Shmuel, does not bring the Shaila of Reb Zera, since it is Pashit, that if Beis Din were to say, Ein Shabbos B'Shvias, that there is no Chia Parahom Dover Shal Tzibor, since they were Toya B'Dover Shatzadeka Maidim Bay. So again, according to this Mahalach Hashitas HaRambam, it comes out that Rambam understands, like the first Teretz of the Tesis HaRosh, that Rav Yisef and Reb Zera argue on Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. According to the Mahalach of the Rambam that we mentioned before, that the Rambam explains Pshat in Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. This Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says that if based on Retaya B'Dover Shetz they can make them by, that they are not Chayv or Parahom Dover Shal Tzibor, is based on the Halacha of our Mishnah, that if based on Reiker Kol Gof, that there is no Chayv Parahom Dover Shal Tzibor, L'Chayv the Machlokes Amiram is dependent upon how to understand the Halacha of our Mishnah. How are we to understand the Halacha of our Mishnah, that if based on Reiker Kol Gof, that there is no Chayv Parahom Dover Shal Tzibor? As we find in the Gemara mentions a number of drushes, as far as the Makar, that if based on Reiker Kol Gof, that there is no Chia Parahom Dover Shal Tzibor. V'chir the Machlokes Amiraim is dependent upon how to understand what was Nischadish in these drushes. Do we say that it was Nischadish in these drushes halacha, that in order to be Chayv a Parahom Dover Shal Tzibor, one needs a Shigigas Hayra and not a Shechicha? And wherever one does not have a shigigas hayra, but rather all one has is a shechecha, then there is no chiyah parhom davar shel tzibur, which is a shita of Rav Yehuda and Rav Shmuel, and for the reason Rav Yehuda and Rav Shmuel goes on to say that if they then paskin bedavar shas they can made by, that there is no chiyah parhom davar shel tzibur, since such hayra is not considered hayra, but rather it is only considered a shkaga. On the other, Nevi Yisef and Rav Zeira argue, and Nevi Yisef and Rav Zeira understand that the halacha of our Mishnah that if base and worker call gof that there is no chia parhom davar shel tzibur is not because we say that one needs a hayra in order to be chayv a parhom davar shel tzibur, but rather it is gzeiros hakosov that the only time there is a chia parhom davar shel tzibur is only if based in we're not oiker kol hagof. If base and oiker kol gof, then there is no chia parhom davar shel tzibur. And since it is gzeiros hakosov balma, for that reason one cannot learn out from the halacha of our Mishnah that so to have based from a teyah bedavar shas they can made them by the base in shnabi chayv a parhom davar shel tzibur. That is a chira, the machlokes hamayroim according to the shita of the Rambam. Now getting back to the Rambam, again the Rambam says that if based were to say hamayti mershos lershos hu shechayev avazerika emayshe mutter, then there is a chira parhom davar shel tzibur. From the Rambam one clearly sees that if based were to say that there is no chiyav haitzah whatsoever, and even a meitim rishos or rishos is mutter, then it is considered a curious kol gof, and there is no chiyav parhom davar shel tzibur. B'chayah one has to understand, as we find that B'tzal Ranshberg asks in his Sefer HaGever, what is the difference between a base and a eker, the av haitzah, that such an akira is considered a curious kol gof, and if base and a eker an av me aves malaches, that then the Rambam says that such an akir is not considered an akir as kol gof, and for that reason there is a chiyav parhom davar shel tzibur. So to answer this kash, we find that the Sefer Zera Avram says as follows, that the difference between an akira of an av me'aves melaches and an akira of the av of etzah is because kol aves melaches nechloes kua mepasek echad leisase kol melacha vavikol melaches mitzvachas yikari kivan de bechada azhara ne'emru. On the other hand, Haitzah, which is Ksuva Batera Bepasek Bifneatzma, Hava Kiwu Hi Mitzvah Bifneatzma, Ve'ene Nechwa Buchal Aves Melaches Lenyan Zeh, Uchin Kisha Akru Av Me Aves Melaches Nikr Kiyam Mikzas, Kivin Shahiru Be Mitzvah Sleisa Sei, Ko Melacha Uvatu Echa Mehem. For that reason, it is considered Bitul Mikzas. On the other hand, Haitzah is not considered Bitul Mikzas, but rather Haitzah is considered in Akiras Koagov, since Haitzah is Mefurash Bateria. That is how the Zera Avram explains Pshat Beshitas HaRambam. Now, here one has to understand, as he mentioned before, the Rambam explains this, the Rabbi Yisuf has a shayla as far as Ein Harisha B'Shabes. If any Harisha B'Shabes is considered a Kiras Kalgof or not, is only a Shaila as far as Harisha, since the Torah singles out Harisha. And still Rabbi Yisuf has a Shaila, if it is considered a Kiras Kalgof or not, so too we should say as far as Haitzah, that even if Basin said Ein Haitzah Batera, but still, one should have the Shaila of Rabbi Yisuf, if such an Akira is considered a Kiras Kalgof or only considered a Kiras Mikzas Hadavar. So to explain Pshat and the difference between Haitzah and Harisha, that as far as Harisha, one has a Shaila of Rabbi Yisef, on the other hand, as far as Haitzah, it is Pashet, that Haitzah is concerned Akiras Kol Gof. Here one can say as follows, that as far as Haitzah, one has a Lav, and one has a Lav which is Miyuchad to Haitzah. On the other hand, as far as Harisha, there is no Lav. The entire Lav, as far as Harisha, is a general lav of leisase kol melacha. As far as Harisha, all we have is an asay, and the Torah singles out Harisha with an asay of becharish of a katzir tishbeis. And for that reason, since the Torah only singles out Harisha with an asay, for that reason, our Gemara has a shaila. If Harisha is considered an akiras kol hagof or not, but as far as Eitzah is concerned, it is pashat that Eitzah is considered an akiras kol hagof. That is one way with which one can explain Pshat Peshitas HaRambam. Another way with which one can explain Pshat Peshitas HaRambam is by saying, this that the Rambam says, that if Beis Din were to say, Ein Haitzah V'Shabes, that there is no Chiyah Parhom Davar Shel Tzibur, is not because, if Beis Din were to say, Ein Haitzah V'Shabes, it is considered an Akiras Kol Gof, but rather if Beis Din were to say, Ein Haitzah V'Shabes, then Beis Din are being Meirah B'Davar Shatzadeikim Meidim Bay, And since based on being Moira B'davar, Shetz Taikimaydim, for that reason, there is no Chiyuv Par Helm Davar, like we find in the Gemara before, on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. That the Gemara says, if based on what to say, Hamuitim Rishos or Rishos Potter, this, that there is no Chiyuv Par Helm Davar, Shal Tzibra, is because Eitzah HaKsiva, and since Eitzah HaKsiva, for that reason, it is a Davar, Shetz Taikimaydim, by. That is another mahalach with which one can explain pshat b'shitas Rambam. Based on the Gemara, on Amud Aleph, we find another mahalach in the Mefarshim as far as how to explain pshat. In this, the Rambam says that if based on where oiker av mi'aves mulachas, then there is a chiyuv par helm davar shel tzibur. Again, the Kasam Mishnah Lechem Mishnah ask l'chira that is dependent upon the shayla of Rav Yosef. And since the bayit, Rav Yosef is a bayit leiv shetah, for that reason we should pask nukua, that there is no chiyuv par helm davar shel tzibur. Based on the Gemara on Amud Aleph, we find that the Mefarshim say as follows. Since the entire kash of the Gemara, that based on kafi chayiv, if they say, ein haitzah b'tzibur, is only because haitzah haksiva, from there one sees that the stam of the Gemara understands that if based were to say ein haitzah b'shabbos, it is not considered an akiras kol hagof, and therefore the stam of the Gemara understands that as far as the shayla of Yosef is concerned, if based were to say ein charisha b'shabbos, or based were to be eker any other of the av mi'aves malachis, it is pashit that such an akira is not considered an akiras kol hagof, and for that reason the Rambam paskins if based in were to say ein av mi'aves malachis, that there is a chiyuv par helm davar shel tzibur. And for that reason, so too one can say this, that the Rambam left out the shayla b'gzeira of ein Shabbos b'shvias, is because the Rambam understands that the shayla b'gzeira of ein Shabbos b'shvias does not mean that based on paskin, that there is no Shabbos whatsoever b'shvias, but rather, as we find in Rabbeinu Chananu on the Rosh, that the shayla b'gzeira was, if based were to say, ein charisho k'tzira b'shabes b'shvias. And since the Rambam explains that the shayla of b'zeira of ein Shabbos b'shvias is a shayla of base more to say ein charisho k'tzira by Shabbos during the year of shvias, for that reason, since the Rambam paskins that if base more to be eker av mi'aves malachas, it is parshat one is chayiv, and charisha is included in the achiyuv based on the Gemara on Amud Aleph, for that reason, there is no longer any makom for the shayla of b'zeira of ein Shabbos b'shvias. Since even if Beis were to say that there is no iser of charisha uktira b'shabbos at all, even as far as the other years are concerned, but still Beis will be chayv a parahom davar shel tzibur, since such an akira is not considered an akiras koagof, but rather it is only considered an akiras miktsas hadavar. That is another mahalich with which one can explain pshat b'shitas harambam. Now getting back to the shayla of Rav Yosef, this Rav Yosef has a shayla of ein charisha b'shabbos mahu miyamina kivin the kamaydu b'kul mosa kabitul mekses v'kiya mekses dami v'idil mekivin the ka'akmei l'charisha k'likar k'akiris gof dami. V'chir one can explain pshat in the shayla of Rav Yosef based on this we find in the Tesirid in Shabbos Nav Kofam and Chesam and Aleph, that the Tesirid says as follows, that by Avara we find that the Pasik says a specific lav as far as Havara. And the Gemara says Havara is a chalak yotzes, and Havara is coming to him a chadish, that if one was over on the lamates melachas, he is chayiv for each one of the melachas separately, and he's mechuyiv to bring 39 chatois. The Tesirid explains, Akivan the Havara chalak yotzes, ki uksiv lav akol melacho melacha domi. V'havlik me'lavin de'chela v'dam, shein chalukin zemizeh v'tzorach lahashas al chela mishum chela v'adam mishum dam, v'kach al kol melacha u'melacha. In other words, the Tesirid explains this, so we say Havara Chalak Yotzis. Havara Chalak Yotzis means that it's considered as if we have a separate lav on each melacha u'melacha, and each melacha u'melacha is considered its own shem iser. And since each mulacha mulacha is considered its own shema iser, for that reason, Rav Yosef has a shayla, that if based in where oiker, one of the av mi'aves mulachas, it should be considered a kiras kol hagof. That is a chira, how one can explain pshat in the shayla of Rav Yosef. In Rashi, on the other end, one sees, the Rashi explains the shayla of Rav Yosef with a different mahalach. In Rashi, we find the Rashi explains This, that the Gemara brings the following raya: Toshma Yeshabes Batira, Avalmaitim Rishosiach Yisrael Potter, Vamai Ha'akrinoi Tsa Kolikr. And the Gemara's Deicha the raya by saying, Hasam Nami Kedishanyon. Rashi explains Hasam Nami Kedishanyon to mean the second teretz of the Gemara on Amud Aleph, that we're referring to a case that faced and said, Amoishet Vizerek Sharidoi Have Akiras Kol Hagof. Why did Rashi mention the first teretz of the Gemara before that they said Hitzahuda Oser Hachnosa Motzer? So from Rashi one sees that according to the first teretz of the Gemara before, that based on Paskin the Hitzahuda Oser Hachnosa Motzer, but still one will have a raya to the Shaila of Rav Yosef if it is considered Akiras Kol Hagof or Naatz. Since they were Eker Hachnosa, Akiras Hachnosa should also be considered Akiras Kol Hagof. And even though Achnasa is only a tolda, but still, since they were Iker, the entire Malacha of Achnasa that itself will be considered Akiras Koagof. And for that reason, Rashi only mentions the second teret, that they said Eitzal Huda Sira, but Moishet Vizeri Keshari. Since then, both Eitzal and Achnasa remain. So from Rashi, one clearly sees that Rashi understands that the Shaila of Yosef is not a Shaila, if we consider each Av Malacha as a separate Shema Isser, but rather the Shaila of Yosef is a Shaila as far as what is considered Akiras Kol Hagof. Do we say that as long as they kept the Ikra Isser, that itself is considered Akiras Miktas Hadavar, or do we say that even if they kept Miktas HaIsser, but still it can be considered Akiras Kol Hagof, and only if based on Iker, a certain way of how to be over the Isser, do we say that such an akira is only considered an akiras miktas hagof? That is a chira, what one sees from Rashi as far as how to explain pshat in the shaila of Rabbi Yosef, which is Rashi Hoshitasi, as we find the Menachem Zemba explains in Teitzos Chaim and Siman Hei. The Rashi argues on the Teitzos Rid, and Rashi understands we do not look at each malacha malacha as a different shame. As you mentioned before, the Gemara asks, from this that we learned in our Mishnah Yishabes Vatera, Aval Meitim Rishos Rishos Pater, Vamai Haitza Haksiva. The Gemara answers by saying one of two Tirutim. The first Teretz of the Gemara is that based on said Haitza Huda Aser Hachnosa Mutzer, Viboyisema Da Amri Haitza Huda Asir Meishet Vizirek Shari. Now to explain Pshat, in the two Tirutzim of the Gemara, we find the Menachem Zemba in the Sefer Teisaris Chaim and Siman Vav, Ois Dalid, explains Pshat in the Gemara as follows. This at the second Teretz of the Gemara says, that Ivoisema Dami Haitzal Huda Siyam Meishet Vizirik Shari. And the second Teretz does not say like the first Teretz. Dami Haitzal Huda Asach Nasa Mater, is because the Gemara in the second Teretz understands that Achnasa is considered an Av. And if Achnasa is considered an Av, then Achnasa is something that the Tzedekim are maiden by. Since Achnasa is considered an Av, this Achnasa is considered an Av, is because Eitzav Achnasa is considered Chad. For that reason, since Eitzav Achnasa is considered Chad, just like the Tzedekim are maiden, as far as Eitzah is concerned, so too the Tzedekim are Maida, as far as Achnasa is concerned. And for that reason, the Gemara in the second Teretz says, Da Amri Haitzah Uda Asiyah Meishet Vizirik Shari. The Gemara in the first Teretz that says, Haitzah Uda Asa Achnasa Motra, on the other hand, understands that Achnasa is considered a Tolda. And since Achnasa is considered a Tolda, for that reason Achnasa is something She'ein HaTzedekim Maidim Bai. This itself, that Achnasa is considered a Tolda, is itself a raya, that we do not say that Eitzah and Achnasa are considered the exact same malacha. And since Eitzah and Achnasa are not considered the exact same malacha, for that reason, even though Tzedekim are Meidim as far as Eitzah is concerned, but they are not Meidim as far as Achnasa. In the Yerushalmi, in Perek Gimel Achal, we find that the Yerushalmi asks the following kasha on our Mishnah. On this, our Mishnah says, Yishabes Batira, Aval Meitim Rishos Rishos Potzer. Then in such a case, the Beis Din Archayavim Par Helm Dover Shal Tzibur, the Rishami asks, Voinim Tis Eker Kol Shem Haitza, and therefore it should be considered a Kiras Kol Hagof. And the Yerushalmi answers by saying, "Da Amri Yitzo, Da Asar Achnasa Motzer," like the first teretz of our Gemara. The Yerushalmi goes on to say, that is only good if we are to say like the Mandamer who says, "Da Achnasa Vaitza Achas." But if we are to say, "Kamandamer Achnasa Vaitza Shtayim," then still it is Nimtza Eker Kol Shem Achnasa. In other words, if we are to say that Achnasa Veitza Achas and Achnasa Veitza are the same exact malacha, then one can say that even if Basin said that Achnasa is mutter, as long as they said that Itza is aser, it will not be considered Akiras Kohagov, since they left the Isra Veitza and Achnasa Veitza is Achas. But if we are to say that Achnasa Veitza is Shtayim, then with this that they were Iker Achnasa, they were Iker Kohagov. Which, as we mentioned before, is a chirup pshat in Rashi as well. This Rashi does not mention the first teretz of the Gemara as far as how to be deicha the pshitos our Gemara wants to bring from our Mishnah to the Shailah of Rabbi Yosef, is because according to the first teretz, it should still be considered an akiras kolagof since they are being oikar achnasa, which is based on this. Rashi understands that according to the first teretz of the Gemara, Hachnasa Veitza is not considered achas, which is like we mentioned before, b'shem Menachem Zemba, that according to the first teretz of the Gemara, tzedekim and amidat hachnasa, is because Veitza v'achnasa are not considered exactly the same halacha. That is a chira, what one sees in Rashi and what comes out from the Yerushalmi. In the Gemara, we find that the Gemara asks the following kasha. On the halacha of Rav Yehuda and Rav Shmuel, from this I learned in our Mishnah that if Beis Din said Yesh Avodizara Batira Avo Mishtacha VePater, then they are Chai VePar Al Mdaber Shal Tzibur VaMaya Mishtacha VeHak Siva Tichsiv VeMishtacha VeLe'El Acher. The Gemara answers by saying Da Amri Kesir Mishtacha Voya Kedarka Avo Shalay Kedarka Sharia VeBoisem Da Amri Mishtacha Voya Gufa Kedarka Uda Aser This Bapishot Yadayim Verglayim. In the Gemara, one sees that as far as Avodah Zarah is concerned, if someone will be Mishtachve or Avodah Zarah without Pishot Yadayim Veraglayim, but still one will be Chayiv Skila, and so do we find in the Rambam, in Perek Vav Mihochas Avodah Zarah Alacha Ches, that the Rambam says, Avala'akom Echad Mishtachavo Bepishot Yadayim Veraglayim. For example, the Menachas Chinuch and Mitzvah Chav Ches, Dar Sameach and Perek Vav, Halacha Ches, and other Achrinim say that the Makor of the Rambam is from this Gemara. From this, the Gemara says, Ibo Yisei Madam Yishtachoye Gufa Kedar Kuda Asr Diso Pishot Yadayim Raglayim, Hashtachavoye Duleispa Pishot Yadayim Raglayim Sharia. From here one sees that as far as Mishtachva Avodah Zarah, even if someone was Mishtachva without Pishat Yadayim Raglayim, but still he is Chayiv. The Achrinim ask the following kasha from this that we find in the Gemara in Shavuos and after Zayin and Rebeis, and the Gemara in Megillah and after Chof Beis and Rebeis, that the Gemara says as far as the Isser, of not being Mishtachva le'Even Maskis, Hishtachva is only Aser b'Pishat Yadayim Raglayim. And therefore, what is pshat in this that we find in the Gemara, that as far as Avodah Zarah is concerned, there is an Isser and a Chiyav of someone who's Mishtachva Avodah Zarah Shaloi B'Pishot Yadayim V'Raglayim. So to explain pshat in the Gemara, and to explain pshat B'Shitas HaRambam, we find that the Achrinim explain pshat as follows. This that we find, if someone who's Mishtachva Avodah Zarah Shaloi B'Pishot Yadayim V'Raglayim, that he is Chayiv, is only if it is derech avidasa v'kach. And if it is derech avidasa v'kach, then one is chayev, even though it is not considered a regular shtachavoya. As far as derech avidasa v'kach, one does not need to be considered a regular shtachavoya in order to be chayev. And the Menachas Chinuch goes on to explain that that is pshat in the diyuk lashon of the Gemara. This, I think, Gemara says, Yibayisei madami shtachavoya gufa kedarka u'da'asir disapisho te'adayim v'aglayim. The Gemara means to say that based on Paskin, that an Avodah Zarah, even though it is derech avidasa b'shtachavoy without pishat yadayim v'raglayim, but still it is mutter. And that is a davar she'ena tzidei k'maydin bay, since the tzaddikim are mechayiv by derech avedasa. That is one mahalach with which the achrenim explain pshat in the Gemara. On the other hand, the Minchas Chinuch is medayik b'shitas HaRambam, that the Rambam understands that as far as ashtachavoya is concerned, one is chayiv for being mishtachave to an avedah zarah, even if he was mishtachave to an avedah zarah that pishut yadarim v'raglayim, and even if it is not derech avedasa v'kach, one does not need derech avedasa v'kach in order to be chayiv for being mishtachave without pishut yadarim v'raglayim, but rather even if someone was mishtachave without pishut yadarim v'raglayim to an avedah zarah she'ein avedasa v'kach, but still one will be chayiv misa. Rabbi Yitzchak Ochanan, in Ein Yitzchak Yerodea Simen Tesvav Eizayin, explains Pshat in the Gemara as follows. That this, the Gemara says, one is Chayiv, even if someone is Mishtachva, without Pishut, Yadayim, Vraglayim, even if it is not Terach HaVedasa Bekach, is because Hachi Gemiri, Api Alocha, Omeishim Yisina, Yol Chayiv, Ishtachavoya, Davidizora, even without Pishut, Yadayim, Vraglayim. In the Tashbetz and Chil Kimmel Simen Shin Tesvav, we find another Malach as far as how to explain Pshat in the Gemara. And the Tashbetz explains Pshat in this that we find in the Gemara, that as far as Ashtachavoya Avodah Zarah is concerned, when it's Chayiv for Ashtachavoya, even without Pishat Yadayim V'Raglayim, is because by Avodah Zarah, Atoldeis Avodah Mechayiv, when it's Chayiv, even if one did a Tolda of an Avodah. And the Tashbetz goes on to say, V'Chiyechi, the Beshiber Mako von Achayim Shem Nehavia Kein Zvicha, Hachinami Chayiv Mishem Toldeis Ashtachavoya, even though one does not have a full-fledged Ishtachavoya, but as far as Avodah Zarah is concerned, one is chayiv even for a tolda of Ishtachavoya. That is how the Tashbetz explains Pshat in the Gemara. Now as far as this, we learned in our Mishnah, Hayu avata miksas okayim miksas hareiu chayovin, keitzar omer yishnida batera avabor shmerasim k'neged yoyim pater, yishabes batera aval meitim yishasecho shisram pater yishavodah zarah batera, Abu Mishtachav Potter, that Halach is Hari Eilu Chayovin. In the Mishnah Melech, in the beginning of Perek Yibes Milchus Gagas, we find that the Mishnah Melech has the following suffix. What is Halacha? If based in Paskin on something and they said, She'ein Bei Karis Aval Iser Lav Yeshbai, do we say that there is a Chiyav Parahom Dover Shal Tzibor? Or do we say that in order to be Chayav a Parahom Dover Shal Tzibor, one needs that based in should say mutarim atem lasis. Similar to this, I'll find before in the Gemara and based on an aleph. But if they do not say mutarim atem lasis, even though they said that there is no chiyuv, and they were teyah since really there is a chiyuv, but that is not enough to be considered a yirah as far as a chiyuv par helim davar shal tzibor. The Mishnah Malach goes on to say that in order for based in to be chayiv, one needs that based in should say mutarim atem lasis. And so too we find that the Karnera brings down from the Yerushalmi in our Perek, that the Yerushalmi in our Perek in our Chalef says as follows, Shmu Omar vehein shahiru mutar, avom hiru pater loy bida, which the Karnera explains to mean that the Yerushalmi is referring to a case that based in were meira levatal miktas, that in order to be considered a yirah to mechayiv a parahom davar shal tzibor, one needs a based in were meira that it is mutter. But if they were meira just that it is potter, and potter means potter aval aser, then such a yirah is not considered a yirah as far as a chiyav parahom davar shal tzibor. And so too we find in the Be'er Sheva before and the base of an aleph, and in the Be'er Sheva and the gimel mebeis. The Be'er Sheva goes on to say that this that we find in our Mishnah, that our Mishnah says, Keitzar omer yishnida batera, aval bo shmerasim k'neged yoyim pater, and the other examples that our Mishnah gives, pater zav dafka, but rather our Mishnah means pater umoter, and so do we find in the Rambam, in Perek Yudal Mihalchus Shkoges, in Halacha Beis, which is now like the Pnei Moshe on the Yerushalmi, that the Pnei Moshe says, that from this our Mishnah says, that there is a chiyah parahom davar shal tzibor, even if Basin just said pater, from there one sees that even where Basin said pater aval aser, but still there is a chiyah parahom davar shal tzibor, and such a yirah is considered a yirah. And the Pnei Moshe goes on to explain pshat in the Yerushalmi this, that the Yerushalmi says shmu amar vein shahiru mutter, avam hiru pater loy bida, is referring to this that Beisner Potter they remir levatel kol hagof, and Shmuel is saying this that there is a p'tur. If Beisner Paskin levatel kol hagof is only if they said moto agamri, but if they said Potter mi misa mi karbin in a place that there is a chiyah misa or karbin, one does not have an akiras kol hagof since Beisner still Paskin that there is an iser. And therefore there will be a chiyuv par helm davar shel tzibur, since it is not considered an akiras kol hagof. That is how the Pnei Moshe explains pshat in the Yerushalmi. In the Gemara we find that the Gemara asks, on the halach of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel from this that we learned in our Mishnah, that if Beis were to say yishnida batera, avabar shmer asim k'negadirim pater, then there is a chiyuv par helm davar shel tzibur, v'amai shmer asim k'negadirim haksiva. The Gemara goes on to say, Da Amri Harosharia Gemara Bia Huda Sira. On this, the Gemara asks, Honamiksiv es Makura Hera. The Gemara goes on to say, Da Amri Kedarka Sira Shaloi Kedarka Sharia. In the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, in Loisa say Shin Nun Gimel. And in Perkhof Aleph Mihochas Yisur Bia Lachalaf, we find that the Rambam says as follows, that Al Krivo Chorayas even without a Bia. For example, Chibok v'Nishok, one is over on the lav of Lysikrivu, and there is a Chiyav Malkus. If so, how are we to explain this that Beis Din said, that Shoykedarka or Hara is Mutter, what happened to the lav of Lysikrivu? And even if we are to say that there is no Chiyav Kares by Hara and by Shoykedarka, what happened to the lav of Lysikrivu? And okay, one cannot say that they are eager the lav of Lysikrivu, and they are mater kriva without bil arayas. Since according to the Rambam, Lysikrivu is a lav mafurish bakra, okay, it is a davar shatzadeke maiden bay. And according to Yehuda Mishmo, the davar shatzadeke maiden bay, there is no chia parham davar shal tibur. And also, okay, one can ask, if they are eager the lav of Lysikrivu, then they were eager the entire gof, they were eager the entire lav. And therefore, since they were eager the entire lav, one should not have a chiyav of parhom davar shal tzibur. So here one has to say, this our Gemara says, that shalikadarka and hara is sharia. Our Gemara just means to say that Beisin said that there is no chiyav kares by hara and by shalikadarka. But the lav remains, and they said pater aval aser. And the lashon of the Gemara of Sharia is Lav Dafka. But if so, Bukhir from the Gemara one clearly sees, like the Pnei Moshe, and now like the Mishnah Melech and the other Achrenim that we mentioned before, who say that in order to be Chayv of Parham Davar Shal Tzibur, one needs a Beis Din, are Meira Leheter. So Bukhir from here one sees the following Chiddush, that even though Beis Din were Meira Leheter, and based on where Iker the lav of a sikru a kawaserva, but still there is a chiyav par helm davar shal tzibur. And even if we are to say that as far as the lav of a sikru a kawaserva, the lav is a davar shat they can mind by that there is an iser of kreva larayas, but still as we find in the Chazanish, in some Yadalits of Katan Yadalit, that the Chazanish says as follows. The way about Inan Shiyu Bedavar Shainats they can made him Elbe Iker Hara da Hainu be Isser Kares Avomashi Tiro Isser Lav Shaine al Gromish at Tehe Hara Osam La Maisa Bazali Ichbason Ahiru Bedavar Shati Dake made him. In other words, since this that we need based into Paskin Mutter is only in order for the Ra to be considered a Ra, even if the Heter is bedavar shatzadikim maidim, since it's daikim or maidah that there is an iser v'isikrivu agalaserva. But still, as long as far as chiyav karis is concerned, it is a davar sha'einat daikim maidim by, that itself is enough to be chayva par helim davar shal tzibur. And so too one can say that even though one has an akiras kolagof as far as the lav of v'isikrivu agalaserva, that itself is not malo merid. Since as far as a chiyav karis is concerned, one does not have an akiras kol hagof, and one has a complete hara since based on paskin leheter. But here one came ma'ira based on this that we mentioned before in the beginning of this year, from the sheet of the Rambam that the Rambam explains, that the halacha of Yehuda Mer Shmuel and the halacha of akiras kol hagof are based on this, that if Beisim were Meir B'davar Shatzdeikim Meidim Bay, or if Beisim were Eker Kolagof, then it is not considered a Ra. If we are to say that it is not considered a Ra, then Ochir one no longer has a Ra Leheter. And therefore, according to the Shita of the Mishnah Melech and other Achinim, that one needs a Ra Leheter, Bacher, one is missing in the Ayrola Heter. And therefore the Shita of the Mishnah Malach and other Achrinim, V'divrei HaChazanish, are Tzrichim Biur. Now let us go on to the next sugya. In our Mishnah we find the following three Shitas of Tanaim. Rameir says, Hayu beis nevaso kol kol yubana opiya mevien par ubavidizar mevien par v'soyer. Which, as our Gemara explains that according to Rameir, it is a chiyav al beistin. Rabbi Yehuda on the other end argues, and Rabbi Yehuda says that the chiyav is a chiyav al hatzibur. And as our Mishnah goes on to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, yud beis shvat mevien yud beis parim, and each shevet brings his own par, since according to Rabbi Yehuda, a shevet is ikri kol. Rabbi Shimon on the other end has a third shita, and Rabbi Shimon says that there is a chiyav al tzibur and a chiyav al beistin. And for that reason, Rabbi Shimon says yud gimel parim, ubavidizara shoisha asar parim ushoisha asar sirim, par v'sara kol shevet v'shevet and par v'sara lebeistin. Now, besides for this machlokes hatanoim, if the chiyav par ham dover is a chiyav al beistin, or the chiyav is a chiyav al tzibur, the chiyav is both a chiyav al beistin and the chiyav al tzibur, there is another machlokes tanoim as well. As far as the chiyav of par ha'am davar shal tzibur, what does one need in order to be chiyav of par ha'am davar shal tzibur? According to Yehuda, and so too, as we find in our Gemara's Ashita of Reb Shimon as well, in order to be chiyav of par ha'am davar shal tzibur, all one needs is this, that one shevet was chayte. And as long as one sheva was chayte, there was a chiyav par ha'am davar shal tzibur. On the other hand, according to a mayor, in order to be chayav a par ha'am davar shal tzibur, one needs the roiv of the tzibur v'chayte. Now, as far as what one needs, in order to be considered roiv ha'tzibur, as we find in our Gemara, there is a machlokes tanoim. According to the shita of Reb Shimon ben Elazar, in order to be considered roiv ha'tzibur, all one needs is either roiv ha'kol or roiv of the shvatim. And either roiv is considered roiv ha'tzibur in order to be chayav a par helim davar shal tzibur. On the other hand, as our Gemara says, according to Reb Shimon, in order to be considered roiv ha'tzibur, one needs that the roiv is both roiv hakol and roiv shvatim. And only if it is both roiv hakol and roiv shvatim do we say that it is considered roiv ha'tzibur. That is the second machlokes we find in our sugya. The third machlokes we find in our sugya is machlokes as far as the case that one of the shvatim was chayte. Do we say that if one of the shvatim was chayte, all of the shvatim are mechuyev to bring a par? Or do we say that even if one of the shvatim was chayte, all the shvatim are not mechuyev to bring a par? According to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, if one of the shvatim was chayte, all the shvatim are mechuyev to bring a par. Which, as our Gemara says, is the halach of Gera, that the other Shvatim are Nigrar after the Shevet that was Chayte, and therefore all the Shvatim are Mechuyev to bring a par. On the other hand, as our Gemara says, Reb Shimon argues, and Reb Shimon understands that even though that Shevet itself that was Chayte is Mechuyev to bring a par, but all the other Shvatim that were not Chayte are not Mechuyev to bring a par. And Reb Shimon argues on the halach of Gera. Now, as far as this that we say, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if one of the Shvatim was Chayte, all the Shvatim are Mechuyev to bring a par, we find that the Karanayah is Mitzadid, that this, all the Shvatim are Mechuyev to bring a par, they are only Mechuyev to bring one par, and we do not say that each Shevet, v'Shevet is Mechuyev to bring their own separate par. In the Rashash, we find that the Rashash is Medayik in the Lashon of our Mishnah, that this, that according to Yehuda, there is a Lach of Gera, and the other Shvatim are Mechuyev to bring a par. This, that the other Shvatim are Mechuyev to bring a par. And as Rosh Hashanah says, each Shevet, v'Shevet is Mechuyev to bring a separate par. Now, the Karanayah that we mentioned before is only in a case of Zayin Shvatim Shachatu. In a case that Roiv Shvatim were Chayte, then we will say that each Shevet, v'Shevet is Mechuyev to bring a separate par. But if only one Shevet was Chayte, even though according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is still a halacha of Gera as our Gemara proves, but still, in such a case, we say that all the other Shvatim are only mechuyev to bring one par. In Rashi, in our Mishnah, we find that Rashi says that according to Yehuda, even if only one shevet was chayte, but still each shevet, the shevet is mechuyev to bring a separate par. In the Marsha, we find that the Marsha asks the following kasha. The Gemara brings down the following braisa, Tanu Rabbanan, Chatu shnei shvatim, mevi'en shnei parim, Chatu shoisha, mevi'en shoisha. Rashi explains, this of the braisa says, Chatu shnei shvatim, mevi'en peis parim, v'hu'adin dechi chata shevet echad, shemevi par echad, v'akamashman de shnei shvatim, oisagi v'hu be par echad. The Marsha asks, what would have been the Havamina? That by Veshvatim all one needs is one par. What happened to the halacha of Greira? And according to Abihuda, even if only one shevet was chayte, but still there is a halacha of Greira. And as you mentioned before, the shita of Rashi is this, that based on Greira, each shevet, veshevet, are mechuyev to bring their own separate par. And so to Ocher, one can ask, on this, how we learned in our Mishnah, the Abihuda says, Zayin Shvatim Shechatim Vin Zayin Parim, according to the Shita of Rashi, based on Greira, each Shevet v'Shevet are mechuyev their own separate par. And therefore, Mishnah should have said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, by Zayin Shvatim Shachatu, there is a chiyuv to bring Yud Beis Parim. So from the Diyuk Lashon of our Mishnah, according to the Shita of Rashi, one clearly sees that there is a difference between a chiyuv, that each shevet v'shevet are mechuyev since each shevet v'shevet were chayte, and the chiyuv of each shevet v'shevet based on Grora. And even though according to Rashi, Grora is mechayev kol shevet v'shevet in bringing their own par, but the chiyuv of each shevet v'shevet to bring their own par is this, that they are mechuyev to bring a par to mechaper on the shvatim that were chayte. And it is based on this fundamental difference between the chiyuv of each shevet v'shevet to bring a par if they themselves were chayte, and the chiyuv of each shevet v'shevet midin grora. That for that reason our Mishnah says that according to Abihuda, Zayin Shvatim Shachot Mevi'in Zayin Parim. And this, that they're Mevi'in Zayin Parim, is for the chet of each shevet v'shevet. And so too for that reason the Braisa says that by Chatu Shnei Shvatim Mevi'in Shnei Parim, is because by a case of Chatu Shnei Shvatim, then each Shevet is mechuyev to bring a par for the chet of the Shevet itself. That is a chiyuv one can explain pshat in the Diyuk Lashon of Rashi in our Mishnah, and that is a chiyuv one can answer the kasha of the Marsha. This that we mentioned, that midin grora, the par that the other Shvatim that were not chayti are bringing, is this, that they are bringing a par to mechaper on the Shvatim that were chayte. For that reason, both the Karnira and the Arshash understand that the Chiyuv HaPar Midin Greira is only a Chiyuv to bring one par. This, that the other Shvatim that were not chayte are only Mechuyuv to bring one par, is because their Chiyuv Midin Greira is to bring a par to Mechaper on the Shvatim that were chayte. And therefore, they are only Mechuyuv to bring one par to Mechaper on the Shvatim that were chayte. This that the Rosh Hashanah understands, that by Zayin Shvatim Shachatu, then the other Shvatim are mechuyev to bring their own separate par, is because in a case that Roiv Hatzibor Wachete, then each Shevet V'Shevet is mechuyev to bring its own separate par, since by Roiv Tzibor Shachete we consider the Chet as an Aveira of the entire Tzibor, and since then we consider the Chet as an Aveira of the entire Tzibor, for that reason, each shevet, the shevet, is mechuyev to bring their own separate par. That is a chayra, pshat in the shita of the Karanera, and pshat in the Rashash as well. This, how we mentioned, b'shitas Rashash, that wherever one has roiv tzibor that were chayte, this, that the rest of the tzibor are also mechuyev to bring a par, is because we consider the chet as a chet of the entire tzibor, and it is not based on the halacha of greira that was in Schadish B'shitas Rabbi Yehuda, so to Ocheres Mavur in Rashi on a Mabes. The Rashi with the Ramaschal Amri Hacha Mayaskin on his Mavur, that according to Reb Shimon, who did not hold of Grira, but still in a case that Reiv Tzibor Rechete, then each Shevet V'Shevet is Mechuyiv to bring their own par. And we do not say that since Reb Shimon is Leisai Grira, for that reason, even where Rav Tzvi were chayte, but whoever was not chayte is not mechuyev to bring a par, but rather we say that everyone is mechuyev to bring a par. Okay, this, that even according to Rav Shimon, in a case of Rav Tzvi were chayte, that each shevet v'shevet is mechuyev to bring a par, is based on this, that where one has Rav Tzibur Shechatur is considered as if the entire Tzibur were chayte, and therefore each shevet v'shevet is mechuyev to bring a par, just like had they actually been chayte. That is a chayr what comes out from Rashi on a base. In the Rambam at Perkei Beis Melchus Kogas Vachalf, we find that the Rambam says as follows, that afilu asa shevet echad belvad v'hurei v'akol harei kol Tzibur mevien shneimas arparim, in other words, the Rambam brings down Balacha Rabbi Yehuda in a case that the Shevet Echad was Rav HaKol. Now to explain Pshat in this, the Rambam says that Halacha, that if you also Shevet Echad Bovad, called Tzimrevi and Shnema Sarparim, is only if one has Rav HaKol in that Shevet Echad, we find the machlokes between the Kesef Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah explains Pshat the Rambam that this other Rambam says all needs Rav HaKol is because the Rambam passes like the Shita of Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Then in order to be chayiv, one needs one of two Ravs, either Rav HaKol or Rav Shvatim. And therefore, by Shevet Echad, if one has Rav HaKol, there is a chiyuv par halim davar shal tzibor. And as the Kesef Mishnah explains, there are paskins both like Rabbi Yehuda and like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. And there are paskins like Rav Shimon ben Elazar as far as this, that one needs Rav. And there are paskins like Rabbi Yehuda as far as this, that there is Halacha of Gera, and all the other Shvatim, even the ones who are not Chayte, are also Mechuyev Meidin Gera. On the other hand, the Lecha Mishnah explains, based on the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis, that the Rambam does not pass in like the Shita of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, but rather the Rambam understands that this are going to be Yehuda, there is a Halacha of Gera, and all the other Shvatim are Mechuyev. If one of the Shvatim was Chayte, is only if the Shevet that was Chayte was Rav HaKol. If the Shevet that was Chayte was Rav HaKol, then we will say that all the other Shvatim are also Mechuyev. If the Shevet that was Chayte was not Rav HaKol, even though that Shevet itself is Mechuyev a Korban, Par Halam Davar, since Shevet Echadik recall, but still, you will not have the Halacha of Gera, and the other Shvatim will not be Mechuyev to bring a par. But now one has to understand, according to the explanation of the Lecha Mishnah, that the Rambam understands that in order for us to say Gera according to Rabbi Yehuda, one needs that the Shevet that was Chayte is Rav HaKol. If so, how are we to understand this that we find in our Gemara? Our Gemara brings the following raya. Toshma mahi mevien parechad, b'shemana umer shnei parim. Which our Gemara explains to mean that we're referring to a case, the chata shevet echad. Uvemai, ilayim abayas beis dinir b'shemana leisai. El abayas beis na gadol. V'tispra tanikama mani. Ira meir haruba boy. Ira b'yehuda sharshvatim nami maisi. And the Mara goes on to say, well, Mani Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Ukadatanya, Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, that Bechatu Shishav Shvatim Vein Ruban shall call, according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Chayiv, to bring one par. Now, here one has to understand what is Pshat in this, that the Gemara proves, that Tanakama cannot be Rav Yehuda, since according to Rav Yehuda, Shar Shvatim Nami Maisu, if this, according to Rav Yehuda, Shar Shvatim Nami Maisu, is only if the Shevet is Rav Kol. And therefore to say that Tanakama is Rabbi Yehuda, and still all one brings is one par, since the Shevet Echad was not Rav Kol, and since the Shevet Echad was not Rav Kol, for that reason we do not say that Shar Shvatim Nami Maiso. So to answer this kasha on the Mahalach of the Lecha Mishnah B'Shitas Rambam, one has to say, as we find in the Sefer Hiragever, that this, that according to Rav Shimon, if one shevet was chayte, that shevet is mechuyev to bring one par. That is only if the shevet that was chayte is Rav Kol. And this Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda argue is not only as far as Gerira is concerned, but Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda argue as far as the chiyev of oisei shevet to bring a par. When do we say that if one shevet was chayte, that shevet is mechuyev to bring a par? According to Rav Yehuda, if one shevet was chayte, the Shevet is Mechuyev to bring a par, even if the Shevet is not Rav Kol, and this thou needs Rav Kol, is only in order to have the halacha of Gerira according to Behuda. On the other hand, according to Reb Shimon, in order for one shevet that is chayte to mechuyev to bring a par, one needs that shevet is Rav Kol. And therefore, since the Beis says that according to Reb Shimon, there is a chayev to bring a par if one shevet is chayte, obviously we are referring to a case that shevet is Rav Kol. And therefore, according to Behuda, Shar Shvatim, Nami Maisu, since then one has the halacha of Gerira. And so too is Mavur in the Rambam, in Pirush HaMishnayos, that according to Rav Shimon, in order for that shevet to be chayev a par, one needs that shevet is Rav Kol. But if someone has to understand how we to explain this, our Gemara says, that Tanakama, who says the only mechuyev to bring one par, is a shita of Rav Shimon Elazar and Hocha Ma'eskinon, Yon Shechatu Shisha Shvatim Vein Ruban Shakol. What our Gemara just say? That since the shevet is Rav HaKol, for that reason, there is a chiyuv to bring a par according to the shita of Rav Shimon Elazar. Since according to Rav Shimon Elazar, either Rav is enough, either Rav Shvatim is enough, or Rav Kol is enough. So to answer this kasha, one has to say, based on this, that we find in the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi Noach HaZayin says as follows, Amar Bozer way Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Elashisha vehein Rav, which means to say that the halacha of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that Rav Kol is enough even if one does not have Rav Shvatim, is only if the Rav Kol was from half of the Shvatim. But let's say the Rav Kol was not from half of the Shvatim, then there is no chiyuv par helim davar shal tzibur. That is a chiyuv. What is Mukhrach in our Gemara according to the Mahalach of the Mishnah B'Shitas HaRambam? In Rashi, on the other hand, on the Manalef, the Ramaschal of Rav Shimon Elazar, my time, one clearly sees that if one has Rav Kol from Miot HaShvatim, that itself is enough to Rechayev Apar Helim Dover Shal Tzibor. And one does not need Rav Kol from half of the Shvatim, but Rav Kol from Miot HaShvatim is enough. That is what one sees in Rashi, and so do we find in the Be'er Sheva, in the Kiryas Sefer, and in the Keren Ayra.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.